In the settlement, the airlines agreed to maintain their current hubs in a way that's consistent with historical operations for a period of 3 years. That's all the detail the settlement gives. It doesn't lay out what consistent with historical operations means. But U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker made it clear on a conference call that the major hubs won't change.
No one should read into the fact that we've agreed to 3 years to mean that we plan to make changes after 3 years. Quite to the contrary, we were willing to agree to 3 years because we fully intend to keep the hub structure in place that we have forever.
U.S. Airways currently has its largest hub in Charlotte, and American Airlines has an even bigger one in Dallas. If the merger goes through, Dallas would become the new company's largest hub, and Charlotte would remain the biggest one on the East Coast. Also, the airlines agreed to operate fewer daily flights out of Washington Reagan National Airport and New York LaGuardia Airport. A U.S. Airways spokesman says the Reagan cuts won't impact Charlotte, but the LaGuardia ones could. The details still need to be worked out. The airlines now expect to complete the merger next month. And if you're wondering what all this means for your ticket prices, a government analysis hinted they could go up. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.